Welcome back to the very final Mishnah, Maseches Beitza, Perek Hey, Mishnah Zion, Chapter 5, Mishnah 7. Maseches Beitza says, the Mishnah Misha Zimin Etzlo Orchem, if a person invited guests from outside of his Tchum, who come to Maniantif, because of their own Eir of Tchumen, Lo Yolichu Biyadam Manos, so they can't take portions of food home with them, because the food belongs to the host at the start of Yontif, so it can't be taken out of his tchum. Even though they had their own tchum, they can't use his food, which has the owner's own tchum from the beginning of Yontif. Ela imkein zika lahem manoseim meir Yontif. Unless the guests can take food home, if the host had given them ownership of their portions before Yontif, then it would become permissible to do this. Ein mashkin v'shochaten es hamid barios, you can't give water to and then slaughter animals that are like roaming around the Yontif because they are mukta. Aval mashkin v'shochaten es ha bayasos, you can give water to and slaughter domestic animals because, again, no reason why you wouldn't be able to on Yontif, because that's the whole idea of ochel nefesh. Elohin bayasos ha lanos ba'ir, domestic animals are considered those animals that spend the night in a town or an area that is inhabited. Midbarios ha lanos ba'afar, but roaming animals are those that spend the night out in like the pasture and out sort of like in the middle of nowhere. Those are going to be considered roaming animals that cannot be used like this on Yontif. That is the end of Maseches Beitza. Hadron Alach Maseches Beitza V'Slik Alach. And now let's continue with Maseches Rosh Hashanah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. There are four Rosh Hashanahs, tell us the first Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. Arba'a Rashei Shanim Heim, there are four New Years. Be'echad B'Nisan Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, the first of Nisan is the New Year for counting the years of Jewish kings. V'L'Ragalim, and it's also the New Year for counting the first of the Shalosh Ragalim, which means that Pesach, according to this, is the first holiday of the year, and Sukkot would then be the last one. And Be'echad Be'elul Rosh Hashanah L'Mazer Behima, and the first of Elul is coming up in just a couple of days, is the New Year for determining which newborn animals should be grouped together for taking Meiser from your behemos. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim Be'echad B'Tishrei, but Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon say that the first of Tishrei is the New Year for this purpose. Be'echad B'Tishrei Rosh Hashanah Lashanim, and the first of Tishrei, as we know well, is the New Year for counting the years of non-Jewish kings, that you sometimes will date legal documents for that. And V'la Shemitah and V'la Yovlos, it's also the start of the Shemitah and the Yovel years. Lanatia for counting the first 3 years of a sapling when its roots are prohibited, right? Orla, Vilayarakos, and for determining which vegetables should be tithed together, have their shrumo taken together. And Be'echad B'Shvat Rosh Hashanah Le'ilan K'divrei Beis Shammai, the first of Shvat is the new year for determining which fruits of a tree should be tithed together according to the view of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel Omrim B'Chamisha Asar Bo, and Beis Hillel say very famously that Tu B'Shvat, the 15th of Shvat, is the new year for this purpose. That brings us to the end of Mishnah Aleph. God willing, next time we'll continue with Mishnah Beis. But for now, have a wonderful day.